Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. We rejoice in Him. We rejoice in the forgiveness that He brings to you and to me. We're thankful once again to hear this amazing announcement of the forgiveness of our sins. And because of that, speak up. There are times, perhaps, when you have been told, speak up. Maybe you were told that because somebody wanted your opinion. They understood that you had some experience, that you have an idea, you have an opinion on how something should work, and for whatever reason you're not saying anything. Speak up. They want to hear what you have to say. Perhaps there was another time, however, when you were told to speak up, and that wasn't such a good one. There was something you wanted to say, and you knew you probably shouldn't say it, but you managed to have just enough self-control that it did kind of come out, but you were just sort of mumbling under your breath. You didn't really like what Mom and Dad had to say. You weren't all that thrilled with what the teacher was doing. You didn't like what your coworker had just done, and so you start mumbling under your breath. Speak up. If you've got something to say, say it. And if it shouldn't be said, then don't mumble under your breath, don't mumble around the corner, don't mumble behind the scenes. Speak up. As you and I continue our lessons from 2 Corinthians, last week you and I rejoiced in the fact that we do have something to talk about, even though we are jars of clay. We are reminded that our Lord and our God has placed this amazing message, this amazing treasure. And you would expect such a treasure to be placed in the hands of people who are more like impenetrable safes than clay jars. We're normal, we're ordinary, we're cracked, often seen as disposable, and yet we have this amazing gift. And when you have something so special, when you are dedicated to something, when you are invested in something, then we are just like what Paul says in our second lesson. Since we have that same spirit of faith, which corresponds to what is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. He takes us back to Psalm 116. And points us to that amazing gospel that we've been reminded of and that we get to carry. And he says, speak up. Speak up because of what you see. Speak up because of what you will see. Speak up. What do you see? We know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus. What do you see? You see Easter. You see an empty tomb. You see a Lord and a Savior who was buried. You see one who died. You see one who had his life come to an end. But then you see the unexpected. Even though God had been saying all along that as soon as he is done crushing Satan's head, that he was going to rise on that third day, we are still shocked and amazed with what we see. We see a Lord and a Savior who has completely and perfectly accomplished what God sent him to do. We know that's the fact because this is the one who raised him. He's perfect, absolutely perfect, and everything that he said, and in everything that he did, and in everything that he thought, he was not born in sin. He did accomplish, and he did give what God the Father demanded in order for entrance into heaven. He did it. Speak up. Speak up because of what you see. A risen, perfect Lord and Savior. What else do you see? You see a death. A payment. You see one who had no sin. In other words, he didn't have to die. It's the sinner that dies. And yet here is this perfect world's substitute, who was willing to have every sin placed onto his shoulders, who was willing to be counted as the only sinner who has ever lived. And he paid the price. He was abandoned by his heavenly Father. He suffered the pains of hell. He died. But we know that he was perfect, and we know the payment was acceptable, and we know that there isn't any balance left over in this payment because we know the one who raised him. Had Jesus not been perfect, and had his payment been incomplete, he'd still be in that grave. Speak up. Speak up because of what you see. You see a risen Lord and Savior. You see victory. You see the absolute assurance that you have won. Speak up. And speak up about what you will see. For we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us with Jesus and bring us together with you into his presence. That empty grave on Easter Sunday morning is the first of many. The first of many graves who are now going to be empty. The first of many graves that contain people who are counted as innocent and perfect in God's sight. Speak up because of what you will see. You will see your tomb empty. You will see your grave set free. You will see yourself, along with all the rest of the believers, picked up by God and stood in his presence, placed there to give him the praise and the honor and the glory. You and I rejoice in what we will see. Speak up because of what we will see. We get to take people to that glorious Easter victory and take them to that amazing victory that will be ours at the end of time. Because we too are going to rise. That's worth talking about. Speak up. Speak up because of what you see. In fact, all this is for your benefit, so that as grace increases, it will overflow to the glory of God. All this is for your benefit. Everything that we get to talk about, everything that we believe in and therefore we get to speak, all of it is for you. Yes, this is something God wanted to do. Yes, it gives him the glory. But Jesus came into this world for your benefit. He lived perfectly for your benefit. He died for your benefit. He rose in triumph for your benefit. All of this is done because of his amazing grace. You and I know we don't deserve it. You and I know that it's not because he saw something great in us. We know it's not because he saw that we were going to believe or that we weren't going to be quite as antagonistic as others or whatever things there might be in us. It's simply his grace. He needs to love. He wants to love. He wants to love you. Speak up because of what you see. All these things that he did for your benefit. And as he does these things for your benefit, as that grace overflows, then that's what gives God the glory. For the more you and I sing praises and the more you and I speak up, that gives him, which is the hint of what you will see. In fact, all of this is for your benefit, so that as grace increases, it will overflow to the glory of God, as more and more people give thanks. Speak up because of what you will see. More and more people giving thanks. As you and I speak up, as the word is proclaimed, as that gospel is shared, more and more people are brought to faith. More and more people gather together to sing his praises and to give him thanks. Which is why every Sunday and perhaps every day we pray, "Thy kingdom come." We pray that God's kingdom would continue to spread as faith grows. Your own faith gets stronger as you're in that word. Faith is given to others as he uses you, jars of clay, to proclaim this amazing message of what we believe. That's why we speak up. And more people are brought to faith. Now keep in mind and be ready. Because when you and I pray, "Thy kingdom come," very often the answer to that prayer is you. Speak up. He's given you the gospel. He's given you the opportunities. He's surrounded you with people, more and more, who get to give thanks because we speak up. Speak up because of what we see. Therefore, we are not discouraged. But even if our outer self is wasting away, yet our inner self is being renewed day by day. There are times when we are discouraged, and it's tough to speak up. We might be discouraged because we're maybe not quite convinced that I really do know what to say. Maybe I don't speak up because I'm a little timid. I think I'm not qualified enough. Maybe I'm not learned enough. Maybe I'm not confident enough. Whatever the reasoning is, I sometimes feel discouraged. I might just simply be afraid. I don't know that person all that well, so I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to be saying to him. Maybe I'm a little afraid because I know the person really well, and I'm not sure what I should be saying to her. Perhaps I'm discouraged because I'm convinced nobody cares anyway. Nobody's going to listen. They're not going to change. They're just going to do their own thing anyway, so why bother? The Apostle Paul says, speak up. We are not discouraged. Even by the things that we see, speak up because of what you see. He talks about the outer self wasting away. The outer self is everything that has to do with this world. And as you and I live in this world, we really do see our outer selves wasting away. Some of that is physical. Each day goes by brings us one day closer to the end. Each day that goes by brings us one day older. And we start to notice that the outer self perhaps begins wasting away. Maybe it's because of age. Maybe it's because of an accident. Maybe it's because of a disease. But for whatever reason, we just simply can't do the things we used to be able to do. That older self wastes away. Sometimes it's more mental or emotional. Can't seem to concentrate like we did before. Can't seem to be able to rattle off the numbers like I used to. Have to think a little bit before I can get the words to come out. There may be any number of things that happen, whether it's the physical, whether it's the mental, both of them are reminding us that because of what took place in the Garden of Eden and because of my sin and my rebellion, this outer self is wasting away. I'm headed toward death. I'm headed toward what I deserve because of sin. That'd be pretty discouraging. But even as that outer self wastes away, yet our inner self is being renewed day by day. Regardless of what is physically and mentally happening as you and I make our way through this temporary, transient world, we have the inner self, that life of faith, that amazing gift of faith that was planted in our hearts at our baptism and reinforced in word and in sacrament, that is being renewed. Maybe the physical and the mental capabilities aren't quite what they were, but every time you and I are in the Word, every time we hear this amazing proclamation of the gospel, that inner self is renewed. It gets stronger. And notice what Paul says, it gets stronger day by day. This is not a once a week thing. This is not just when there happens to be something special going on. Our inner selves need that renewal day after day. Speak up because of what you see. And speak up because of what you will see. Yes, our momentary light trouble produces for us an eternal weight of glory that is far beyond any comparison. We are not focusing on what is seen, but on what is not seen. For the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Speak up. Speak up because of what you will see. These troubles, Paul's choice of words is pretty interesting. These troubles, a word that has the idea of pressure kind of squeezing in and pressing down. Maybe you think about the problems that we face, the struggles that we deal with, and it's like this weight that's just bearing down on us. Paul says those things, they're light. They're momentary. What really carries the weight is that eternal, amazing glory that is waiting for you in heaven. And so don't worry about what you see. Don't get all wrapped up in what you see. Focus in on what you don't see. It's still real. It's still coming. We just don't see it yet. Because the things that you and I see here, the wasting away of the outer selves, the attacks on our faith, a world that's going astray, all of the things that are seen are temporary. This is not all that there is. This world is not the only thing that you're going to have to deal with. What you face in the sin-stained world is not something you're going to have to deal with forever. It's temporary. What is unseen? What's still coming? That's eternal. When our bodies leave the graves, when we get to see the one who raised Jesus and also is going to pick us up and stand us there in His presence, when we get to see Him, when all of the sin is thrown off and we're no longer subject to sin and Satan can't touch us anymore and there are no more struggles and problems and failings, when we get there, that's eternal. That doesn't end. Don't lose the eternal. Don't trade it for the momentary things that we happen to see here. Speak up. Speak up because of what you see. Speak up because of what you will see. Speak up because you are thankful that somebody did that. Somebody spoke up and allowed you to see, perhaps, a sin that was starting to pull you away from your Lord and your Savior, and how thankful you are, as unpleasant as it may have been at the time. How thankful you are that somebody spoke up and pointed you to the Savior. Speak up because of what you will see. We're thankful that somebody did that for us as well. That they didn't just tell us the things that we were doing wrong. They didn't just point out sin, but they pointed us to our Savior and that sure and certain gift of heaven that is ours. We are thankful that somebody did that. And now it's our turn. Speak up. Because others are. There are others who are also dedicated to their cause. There are others who are completely convinced that they're right. There are others who are not afraid to speak up and are proclaiming to you and to your children things that deny God, take His glory away, and put the focus back on this temporary and see. They're not afraid to speak up. And neither are we. Because we have our Savior on our side. We have forgiveness on our side. We are covered in Christ's blood. And because of what we see, and because of what we will see, speak up. Amen.